Okay. So to Jennifer, how's this the last of your kind? And David, what's going to happen in the future? So the last of its kind in terms of the licensing permissions, certifying people and giving them those truly, it says in formats that exist, that don't even exist now. You have permission to do it in formats that don't exist yet. And all you got to do is make sure I'm not already doing it. There's very few things I can actually do. So it's a big field. And that's what's not going to happen. What will happen in the future is I will continue to do the part of the program that you could call transformational teaching skills. So I'm passionate about the quality of the delivery of the information to people so that they don't just have more knowledge. It actually alters how they see the world and the results that they can produce. So there are people who already have profound contributions in the area of relationships and partnerships and education and accomplishment that could be much better teachers. I sit in their programs and I want to train them so badly. because what they're a messenger for, the gift that they have for the world is important, and I want it to be out there in a huge way or a deep way. And so that's the part that I will continue to do. For my application for people who are doing work that really matters to me. There will be things that I may invent in the future that I have an adaptation to a kind of teaching certification process, but having done this now for 3 years, I can't imagine after next year being willing to engage at this level again, to give again these degrees of permission that the certification partners happen. So that's what won't be available. In answer to your question about Extreme Freedom, will it be available? Extreme Freedom is one of the programs that I could say, because of my passion for that, is one of the most likely to have some kind of expression in the future. Again, not to the extent of this kind of certification. The prerequisite for the Extreme Freedom certification is Extreme Freedom Weekend, and that will go from being a live weekend to being an online course, complete with all the goodies we have in our e-learning center for our other courses. So it will definitely exist as a course for people to experience, and I will always encourage people to share those healing modalities, just like I have from the very beginning. And we just feel really blessed because of my relationship and it's not partnership like something formal, it's partnership like on the same team that I have with Hale Dwoskin of the Sedona Method, that we get to include three of the Sedona Methods in both the Extreme Freedom Weekend and in the Extreme Freedom Certification Series, where, because Hale doesn't certify anybody, but what we're creating is that you have competency in providing and teaching three of the Sedona Methods. And Hale Dwoskin's actually he's going to be a guest speaker in the Extreme Freedom Certification Series this year. Okay, I'm just going to circle back here. I don't know if we set an end time. I tend to keep going. If you need to go, I'm going to keep answering questions, and you can listen to the recording. which you'll get access to. I think it takes about 24 or 48 hours to get access to it, and you can listen for your answer after this point. So I'm just going to check back. David, did that answer your questions? Did that give you what you needed on those questions, David? If you're talking, you're muted on your side. Are you there, David?
Yes. Yes. Yes, it did, Alison. Thank you very much. This is very enlightening. I appreciate it. Thank you. No, you answered. I just have pages of notes. that I'll go through and work on and maybe catch up on another one of these questionnaires on the Q&A.
Okay. Yeah, you can do that, or you can check with Tracy at understandmen.com. You
okay.
can email her questions, and she can get you answers or set up a call with you. Happy to do that. And I'll see you this weekend.
All right, I'm looking forward to it.
More than I'll see you.
Thank you, Alison.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
All right, and then I'm going to check back. Roxanne, I think I got yours, but let me just make sure. Oh, you had another question. Okay, so are you there, sweetie?
Yep, I sure am.
Okay, so did my answer to licensing versus certification handle that for you?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. And my question about what's out of bounds with us being in the webinar,
yes.
in the webinar world. During the program, there's things that we're going to require, like that the teaching that you report during the program involves interaction, because that's where part of your training will happen. Your students will train you. So during the program, we discourage things like podcasts, where you're not actually having that kind of interaction. But after you're certified, if that's something you want to provide, then that's not a problem. We have people who've had, you know, radio shows and been on TV and stuff like that where there wasn't interaction. Does that make sense?
It does. Thank you.
You're welcome. Did you have any follow-up questions about the Extreme Freedom series? All eight topics to describe that series will be up by Friday. We'll send an email to you guys to let you know that the information's all there. Anybody registered for this call? Did you have any more specific question about Extreme Freedom?
No, thank you.
You're welcome. We're super excited about that series because in the weekend, whether you do it live or you do the replay on Webinar Jam, you'll experience all the topics of the series as a customer the first time, while getting to observe what people struggle with as they're engaging in the topics, and then as you're learning to then teach the topics, the foundation you have will be much richer. So we're really excited about the design. And then in answer to your question about team teaching with Joan, I team teach all the topics, and it has to do with people's strengths, and I have my strengths and my weaknesses. So with both the Empowering Men and the Empowering Women series, Joan is the co-founder of PAX, and she provides the foundation information in the first call, which is called the New Topic Call. Adrian Dworak, who teaches the Understanding Women course, does the foundation information in Empowering Women. Then for both Empowering Men and Empowering Women, I do the research and clarification call. So that's after people have been digging into the material, and now they're clearing up confusion, and is this like this, and can I connect this to that? and what about, and, you know, could we take it into this part of the universe? And I'm the most, I have the most confidence and the most ability to play with that and make finer distinctions and prevent confusion. And so that's my biggest contribution. Where what Adrian and Joan do in the series is they make sure that you get the foundation information, which when I teach the first topic, well, let's just say it's more channeling than teaching. I'm pacing, and I don't know what I'm going to say before I say it, and it's new, and it's very much in the space of creation. And after we've done a series several times, the most important information Joan and Adrian have been taking notes on and putting it together. And the good thing is that in the third year, you'll get the best from the first and the second year as the foundation, and then we'll play from there in those two series. For those of you who are thinking about extreme freedom or parenting and partnership, I lead the first two calls. So the new topic call and the research and clarification. And the new topic call is typically like a wild ride. I have been known to talk without really pausing for an hour. It just streams out of me. And exhausted afterwards. And people are like, what the heck, sometimes. But I don't know how else to describe it. It's one of the things that makes mastery magical. It's one of the things that makes it always fresh and new and carving out. So whether it's research and clarifications, I'm going to ask a question and I'm off and running for empowering men or empowering women, or it's one of the new series from the very beginning, and then sometimes I have to clean it up in research and clarification. And for all the series, we have what's called office hours. So we can end up anywhere from any point. You ask a question, and the most extraordinary stuff shows up, and all these different connections show up. And I think I'm glad I'm talking about this, because it's something to know about mastery. I do not digest something to you. There are no cliff notes. Someone was in mastery, and they wanted me to present the topic in a way that they could take notes and turn around and present it. Really? Well, that doesn't make you one of a kind. What makes you one of a kind is you receive all this information, and you go research it, and you make your own connections, including to your own passion and values, and present it in your way, not my way, and now you're one of a kind. Is it like a Stepford Wives Allison copy program? So that's how the team teaching works, Roxanne, is we each bring our strength, and then the instructors do the teaching adventures call. And the reason why is because they're all mastery graduates. They've had to teach these topics. They actually have a wider range of experience in teaching these topics than I do. And they've taught these topics, it's going to sound weird, but this is what they tell me, from not being the Alison Armstrong. So they've had to use what we teach in mastery to literally carve out space, credibility, be heard, to be allowed to contribute to people who may think they're better than you and therefore you have nothing to teach them. So they actually have more to contribute in the challenges of teaching this information and helping you with what you run into while teaching it than I have to contribute. So that's why they do the teaching adventures and set you up to be successful on your demonstration calls. Does that answer your question?
It does. Thank you.
You're welcome. Did I get all your questions now?
For tonight, yes, but I'm sure I'm going to call again.
Awesome. Awesome. I look forward to it. Thank you so much. That'll be great. Okay. All right. Now I'm going to check and make sure that I got it done. Okay, Jennifer, I'm going to just check back with you. The going to be the last of its kind. Did you get what you needed about that?
I think so. As I understand it, that basically refers to the extended license to do pretty much what we want, that is going to be different, but that you're still going to be leading people to teach and learn about the material and support others in the future. But it will be, the license will be different.
Yeah, and also the format would be different. So I'm likely to take the transformational teaching skills, and instead of being really kind to you and give you some each weekend and allow you to go practice them and get settled with them and really get at them, I'm more likely at some point in the future to do a program where you spend a week with me and I blow your brain out.
Okay.
Because you don't recognize yourself from the end of one day to the next. So it's like
okay.
It'll be much more an intensive kind of format once or twice in a year to support the people who are coming from all around the world and for whom this many trips is really a hardship.
Right. Right. I did, I don't know if you can, if you have time for this, but I did come up with another question as well.
go ahead and tell me.
Okay. So I'm at the moment interested in both empowering men and empowering women. And I saw the note that says, unless you have a significant amount of time and energy, that you recommend completing one entire cycle in your first choice series before registering for an additional series if space is available in the additional, and then a $3,000 discount off the regular price would be applied to the second series. So I'm wondering like how that would work logistically. I mean, do you do the whole year of like empowering men, for example, and then at the last couple of months you can add empowering women in and then go back and catch up on all the other stuff that has been happening that year? Or how does that work to add something in later?
Okay. Yeah, it's a great question, and I will answer it. And can you stay on for a little while?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to check back and make sure I accomplish what I promised, and
yes,
then answer that question, okay?
Yes.
All right, great. And just the short part to tell you, a cycle is not a whole year. A cycle is 5 weeks. So
mm-hmm.
It means just you would complete the first topic in your first mastery topic path and experience what it was like to learn and research and journal and teach and do a demo call. And how much time and effort did that take you? And you have a sense of like, oh, I can easily handle more of this, or
mm-hmm.
It's a good thing I only have one.
Yeah, I get what you're saying now. That makes sense.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So we'll come back with more in a bit.
Okay.
Thanks. Okay. So, David, we took care of. Kim, we took care of. Mary, I believe we took care of. And so, Rebecca, you're the only one that I promised to do so far. And so, Rebecca, I can give you the short answer and the long answer, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready? So the short answer
I'm ready.
Is the program that you did and the training you received as a workshop leader all those years ago barely scratches the surface of what we're able to do now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah, it's really exciting. It has a lot to do with neuroscience and what I learned about that. And, for example, one of the one of the things that we call the miracle three. So when you do something three times with enthusiasm, that is enough for your brain to go, holy moly, this is important. We're going to deposit protein along those neuron pathways so we never forget this. And when you can get feedback, so you can do something, you get feedback, and it's kind feedback. It's actionable feedback. And you get the feedback, and you immediately apply the feedback and do it a second time. Immediately. Like 30 seconds have passed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get more feedback in the way we do it in mastery, which is never criticism.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get more feedback, and then you get to immediately apply it. And so the difference between your first turn and your third turn is remarkable. Like, zoom, right? And then you're also learning while other people are taking their turn. We also do something because neuroscience has taught us that the brain learns by the perception of a difference. So even in your Mastery and Leadership program, we started to teach people how to teach stories, how to tell stories. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
From the very beginning of PAX, we were teaching people how to tell stories. Well,
yes.
I can't talk myself blue in the face about the story format that works like a dream, and people do it terribly. They can't, for some reason, they just can't do it. So we use neuroscience, and we teach people how to do it, and then they teach each other how to do it, and then they purposely screw it up. They make sure to do it wrong. They put the details in the wrong place. They generalize in the wrong place. They do the pivot point at the beginning or the end. They totally mess it up on purpose. And then they have to figure out another way to mess it up and another way to mess it up and another way to mess it up. And by the time they're doing it, all these different kinds of wrong, for their brain to be able to figure out how to do it wrong, it had to be figuring out how to do it right. Only it did it without any pressure to remember how to do it right, and without any perfectionism, because you, how do you do wrong right? And all of a sudden, people can tell fabulous stories, like make you cry, make you laugh until you cry stories, all by not trying to be good at telling stories. So we use things like that, yeah, and then we've learned all these different ways. Like, what do you do for somebody who they're just in their head all the time? Or what do you do for somebody that their biggest terror of being on stage is that they're going to forget what they need to say? That becomes, like, not even a worry. People just stop worrying about they're going to forget what they're going to say because I tell them where to find it, and they practice where to find it. We practice how to reach out energetically so you feel people and people feel you. And we even practice it so that you're talking to them with your back to them. You're not even looking at them. There's zero bullshit eye contact. You're not even looking at them, and they're feeling you. They feel your attention on them. They feel your warmth. They feel your passion. So we figured out all these different exercises, and when you did Mastery, I would work with one person at the front of the room on their thing, and then the next person on their thing in the front of the room. Now I work with three or four people in front of the room, and then everybody practices what we just did in the front of the room. They practice it in trios. They practice it in what we call pies. So you practice leading in front of a small group of people. And so every skill I do in the front of the room, everybody gets to take home, and over the years I've refined it to I know what are like the 10 or 12 most important transformational teaching skills. So the advantage is, one, what you would learn, and the other advantage is, two, what you would get certified in, that you could go design programs your way for your audience and make a living at.
Wow, it sounds amazing.
It is amazing, actually. And, you know, know, last year we did a retreat for our workshop leaders to catch them up on all the new methods and mastery that they had missed, and it blew their minds. They're like, "Does anybody know about this? This is incredible!" I'm like, "Yeah, everybody else knows about it, just not you." So definitely, yeah, it was, yeah, definitely worth the while. Okay,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, that is wonderful. Thank you. That's huge. I'm excited.
My pleasure. Oh, I would love to spend another day with you. That'd be delightful.
Yeah, it would be.
All right. Thank you. Okay, so Carla and Amelia, I'm going to check and see what your questions are and see if I can fit that all in here. And some of you are so great. You've been here the entire time, which is beautiful. Okay, Carla, can you tell me, can you encapsulate your question for me?
It's uber quick. Will personal mastery be available?
Yes, not by that name. And we won't take registration into it until we're underweight. So we're not going to use the word mastery because that confuses people. But the opportunity to take personal advantage, maybe that's what we should call it, personal advantage of the phenomenal material we produce in mastery will happen. And by the way, people who complete, let's just call it personal advantage for now, of HARTA partnership can then do the personal advantage version of parenting and partnership. Which would be you. So it'd be possible to finish up HARTA partnership personal, be complete with that at any point during next year, and then jump on to the parenting and partnership, which all those recordings would be available.
I was specifically wondering, it will be offered for Extreme Freedom, too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll do it in all of them.
Awesome. Thanks.
You're welcome. And you will need to have completed the weekend or the webinar replay of Extreme Freedom to do it.
Of course.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. All right. Amelia, or do I say both names? Amelia Neva? Let me give you a microphone. That would be handy.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yay. Okay, it's Amelia, and it was my last name. Hi, Allison. So I want to ask you about the prerequisites, because I noticed they're not on this page of mastery and certification. And I know there's been some change to some of the courses. So what are the prerequisites?
For which? For
the freedom, extreme freedom path.
Okay. So for all series, as a woman, having, are you doing the online courses or have you done live courses?
I've done a combination of both.
Okay. So you're going to have four prerequisites. You're going to have to have done the Understanding Men or Queen's Code. You're going to have done Being an Extraordinary Woman, that's the online version, or Queen's Code for Life was a live workshop.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have done Understanding Women, the live workshop, or which is known as Queen's Code Challenge, or the webinar version. And then you also will have to do the Extreme Freedom webinar weekend or the replay of the webinar weekend.
Okay. So
you have to do, should be four altogether.
So Understanding Men, Satisfying Women, that's the original.
Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women, yep. That goes
okay.
Back.
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember which ones. Being an Extraordinary Woman, that's like the queen, right?
Exactly.
Okay, and then Understanding Women, that's the Understanding Women series. Okay, so like what formerly used to be Men in Marriage and Men in Sex is not in here?
does would not be a requirement.
Cool. Then I'm qualified. I will do it anyway because I want to do it. But yeah, I haven't done one this sex yet. That's the only one.
All right, well, if you haven't done Understanding Women since 2015, you'll need to review that.
I did it before 2015. Okay, so I need that review.
You'll need to be a reviewer for that. Yep.
Okay. What about any of the other ones?
I only need to review
Understanding Women.
Well, honestly, the online courses are so far above and beyond what we did live that I want every past graduate to do them because they're more personal, they are more they're totally up to date, and I keep them up to date, and you get to rewind and replay and take all kinds of time to make sure you implement it and clear up your own confusion. It's truly stunning. We have people who've done the course over and over and over again. And the clarity of their understanding of what we teach is off the charts. I just did a call tonight where women they're in the middle of understanding men and they're giving up the right to emasculate men forever. And I was receiving the vow from them. And they are designing their own vows. And so they're saying to me things like, I give up the right to emasculate men forever. I give up the right to emasculate women forever. I give up the right to emasculate myself forever. And I forgive myself. And I forgive men and I forgive women and I accept their forgiveness. And I commit to ongoingly honor myself. and not diminish myself. And like, I mean, it's just stunning where it's come from since celebrating men's fasting women. And the whole theme of the curriculum now is honor yourself first because nobody else can. And so the pitfalls that we found with people applying our information where they're still contorting themselves to not emasculate men, boom, out the window. Woman was like, I can't figure out a way to ask this without emasculating my husband. Okay, well then go ahead and emasculate him and then clean it up. But it's better to ask him in a way that emasculates him than to never ask at all. So it's so much bigger and bolder and comprehensive than it ever was. And you'll keep confronting it while you're doing mastery. So we have a special program for people to be able to review all the courses, and if you call personal consultants, they can mix and match for you so you can do what you haven't done if you want to, review what you have, and they'll get you the best price.
Great, thank you. Yeah, I reviewed the Queen, and it was awesome. The review was awesome.
Perfect. Okay, good.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do. It's great.
Yay. All right, does that give you what you need?
Yes, I have one other question if you have time, but, you know, no worries because I'll be on another call. So,
tell me what it is, and then I'm going to go do Jennifer, and if I can throw it in there, I will.
It doesn't say. I wanted to know the 8 topics per each area, and I think that's something you spoke to earlier, like you'll post them up, but it just hasn't gone up yet, right?
Yeah, it'll be up there by Friday.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, all of them. For all of them will be up by Friday.
Okay, that's it then. Yes, I got what I needed. Thank you.
Yay! You're very welcome. Okay, so Jennifer.
Hi there.
Hey. Hi, sweetie. Okay, so I want to tell you a couple more things about additional topics because we have a different procedure this year. And
okay.
In that information, I have to make sure to put it on the website. Well, if you could remind me, we need to include additional topic waiting list if it isn't already. Will's listening. So, so not only do we want to make sure that we have the right people in the course, they can take the most advantage and whose lives will support them in succeeding. We also want to make sure that the most number of people get to get in on this level of professional certification, because given its rigor, there are things in the future that I'll be able to offer those people that I won't be able to provide for people who haven't experienced this level of rigor. So people who are already successful at professional certification can do more self-study in future years, if that makes any sense. So how we're handling additional topics is after you apply, if you indicate that you want to do an additional topic, then they'll put you on the waiting list. And after registration closes on January 19th, we will look at in what topic series do we still have spaces available, because they really are honestly limited. It's not a makeup limit. It's the capacity of my trainers to take care of people.
Mm-hmm.
So on January 19th, the folks on the waiting list will let them know. So let's say, for example, you choose Empowering Men and you want to be in the waiting list and you're specifically looking for Empowering Women, right? We would let you know if we have more spaces and you have a chance to register into them. If they're not all taken in the waiting list registration, then you could complete the first 5 weeks, and if you have capacity and it's still available, then you could sign up for it then.
Yeah.
I'm also considering something, and I might get in trouble for saying this on this call. Sometimes what happens is people have a lot of confidence, and they're gung-ho, and they think they can do it, and then something happens in their life, like their father moves in with them because he's just diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And all that extra space and everything they set aside to do it goes out the window, and they have to drop out, and they're heartbroken. And then now what was a full series, and we couldn't take any more, now there's an empty space, and somebody could have had that wanted it. So I'm actually considering the possibility of, like, understudies, like someone who could be following along as if, and then if the trainer becomes available, they can go ahead and catch up on all their certification requirements because they've already been acting as if. Does that make sense? So I'm doing everything I can to take care of everybody who wants to and ought to be in this last one that we have.
Yeah. You know, I realize I have a kind of related question here. If I remember correctly, looking at the license last year, that the license for understanding or empowering women was not the same as the one for empowering men. And if I remember correctly, the one for empowering men was more open. Am I remembering correctly?
Dang, you have a good memory.
Yeah. So with that in mind,
well,
so
I am going to equalize those because what I was worried about and protective of when we initiated that last year, I'm not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to end up being the same. And one other thing I would say is that empowering men and empowering women are the most compatible to be researched together and taught together.
Right.
So, well, let's say you did empowering women and extreme freedom, you should count on a full 6 to 10 hours for each one.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you're an empowering men and empowering women, it's more like you can squish them. You know, like you could end up with 10 to 15 hours a week doing two of them because of how much you can, especially in the teaching, you can design a program that connects them together. The series topics line up and complement each other in many ways.
Yeah.
So you could be teaching one group both topics.
Yeah. Certainly, yeah.
And
both topics, both topics would already work really well with the other programs that I'm certifying to coach. I just got certified with Catherine Woodward Thomas to teach Calling in the One. And I'm right now starting her conscious uncoupling training and also working with Claire Zammit to do her feminine power coach training. So, you know, these are all in alignment with what I'm already doing, and I feel like they would enhance what I'm already doing. So I guess the question is then, related to the license that you're offering here, they're empowering men and empowering women are basically the same, that you're allowing people to use the material in the same way. It's not like, because I was starting to think maybe the license would affect which one I would choose. But if they're the same, then that really wouldn't make sense, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't choose by that because of what we're doing. And then the other thing I would tell you is we used to have professional certification and coaching certification, and we're just having one because if you're a presenter, right, if you're doing workshops, for example, people are going to ask you for private coaching.
Yeah.
And it's actually one of the ways to maximize your knowledge and your business model. And the principles that we teach for designing what you could call a concierge coaching program, so a personalized coaching program, that same process that we use would also apply to being hired to design a custom program for a particular audience.
Mm-hmm.
And which is one of the things over the years I've been hired to do, anywhere from Young President's Organization loves me, right? And they have done custom programs in the West and the East Coast. So we're, instead of dividing it up, we're teaching everybody how to do both, and which I'm super excited about. And that's why there's 5 weekends for everybody in 2018, where in the past there was 4 and then this additional training.
Yeah.
Does that give you what you need?
I think so. I just have to figure out how to find more time. That's the answer here.
Okay. Well, hopefully you will conclude some of the others by the time we start at the end of January.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And that should help a lot.
Yes. Okay. All right. Thank you for your help.
You're very welcome. Very, very welcome. Okay. So I just want to say to Carla, Amelia, Catherine, Candy, Allison, Jenny, Floor, Claude, Tracy, Kimberly, June, Erica, and Rebecca, that you are monsters. You have been here with me for more than an hour and a half, and you're amazing. It's a very good sign for somebody who wants to do a master's certification for you to last that long. So my hat is off to you. And I'm going to open up all the microphones. And if you can't wait till the next call for a question, please email Tracy at understandmen.com. And if she can't answer your question, she will find the answer to your question. And Tracy is both a workshop leader, a personal consultant, and a recent mastering certification graduate. She went through the whole process herself after already being a workshop leader. So she can talk about all of that stuff. Okay. All right. I'm going to open this up so we can all hear each other's voices. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night. Thank you.